Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency, and am consistently praying that you are always inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you and we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And we are in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to really care to be vivid in our own self-reflection of it, vivid in our own self-expression, self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with its will, its way, its law, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the whole of humanity, and all of the administering intelligences who are serving on behalf of the establishment of the absolute and eternal government. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that we are always in a now moment of eternity, that the earth is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself, and we are held by absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And coming to a point in place where we are centering ourselves in absolute reality is a necessity, because there are those who would have you spend so much of your life force, your time, your energy, and your attention on that which is in the realm of temporality, corporality, physicality, materiality, sensuality, sexuality, and to get lost in it, to be on the path of adulteration, so that at the end of it, you really were adulterated, no longer what the intelligence of your being intended for itself. And at that path, the end of that path is the path of death. Now, many have been socialized to believe in death, to say that you don't fear it, but then to be rushing towards it as a result of the day-to-day habits and the day-to-day appetites and the day-to-day activities of dissipating your life force to the degree to which after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of dissipation, there's little of you left. But that is not the will of existence, and it's not the law of God. It's not the progression of us as a humanity of people, and we are in a now moment that requires us to really care to ensure the progression of our lineages, to ensure the exaltation of the greatness of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute, to be in a place and space where we are repenting from our sinful, wicked, evil life robbing ways of being, and to really accept the correction that is available to us, the support from all of the cosmic to stand, harmonize within the will of existence itself, in the exaltation of life, in the adoration and the reverence, the respect, the worship, the gratitude, and the thanksgiving of this wondrous opportunity of being these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to realize that we would never have anything greater than ourselves, and that whatever it is we aspire towards, that there are gifts that we've been given, that we are our own unique expressions of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, the issue for us is coming to that place and space within ourselves where we really care to be vivid in our expression as these points of the presence of the absolute, to be in a place where we are all right with being all right, and where we have not been all right, and there has been degrees of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, suppression, oppression, whatever, that you are realizing that with the real I as your absolute focus, absolute truth, knocking upon the doors of the kingdoms and queendoms of light behind which the exalted ones are there to heed your call for assistance, to be in a place and space where we are accepting the divinity of existence, divinity of all beings directly, and will no longer support or be complicit and complacent with the oppression, the suppression, the subjugation, the domination, the violation of other ones, particularly those ones who are being bred to be fed to us as food, the cows and the turkeys and the chickens and the hens and the fish and all of these ones, the root of which is the foundation of all of the disease that we're experiencing as a result of having the rot, the decay, the decomposition of the flesh of dead beings rotting in the body, which is to be converted into the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses as our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We're in a now moment where we must realize that the pandemic that has already been in full effect has created the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the expanding numbers of aborted ones, and coming to this place in space where we realize that all of the disease is the evidence of our not being properly harmonized within the laws of existence, the will of existence, the ways that facilitate our own exaltation and unfoldment as these points of the presence of the absolute. And now we have the opportunity to reverse these issues. We have the opportunity to do what other generations did not know to do. And for all of the greatness of all of those who became proficient in whatever area of talent and expression that they became proficient in, to the benefit and to the blessedness of all of us, to realize that nobody really emphasized the perfect and divine design of our body temples to the degree to which those ones who have such powerful voices of song and such powerful attunement towards the music and have written and performed and gifted us so much of their gifts, that because we were eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows and all of this, that we could not have possibly fully unfolded in the fullness of that which we have capacity and potentiality to have achieved is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so each generation should be the progression of the previous ones. Each generation should have had the benefit of the light and the love and the service and the realizations, the revelations, and the epiphanies of the previous ones. Each generation should be supported in unfolding their uniqueness, their ingenuity, their gifts, their talents, their skills, and their abilities. That would be a glory unto the lineages that they represent, truly being able to invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that they represent, as opposed to feeling as though dis-ease and degradation and violation should be running through the family. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that where we are in this now moment of eternity is in the midst of this time where we should be quieting and woodshedding and giving more contemplation and thought as to truly what our deepest desires for our lives actually are. To come to a point and place where we realize that in the winter, it is a time for going inside, that things are not always the same season after season, that this is a season for our slowing down and being more disciplined and eating less and understanding the power of sobriety and whatnot. But the world would have us in a place where we move into this frequency of the change of the vibration, the universal year, with more defilement and more drunkenness and whatnot as our way of celebrating. But we're always in a now moment of eternity, and the new year actually starts with spring. And for those who are celebrating their solar returns on today and, you know, moving through the calendar and whatnot, then your new frequency really starts with the anniversary of your birth. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get still and to realize how absolutely blessed we each are. And to know that whatever your situations and circumstances are temporary, which gives us the opportunity to shift and change based upon the clarity of our thought and what it is we truly want, and knowing how to really activate the faculties that we've been given for being able to create. And to know that because we are held by absolute law and we are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that in this pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, and all of that, the opportunity for us to transcend it, transform it, and transmute it all towards our greater good, where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, our coming into the power of unconditional love and light, and being in a place and space where it truly matters to us to walk the quality of life, to have the uncompromising integrity and high ethic and morality that is a glory and will be a glory to the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we'll never know. But to be in a place and space where we realize that our lives here are temporary, but life is the gift, and we've been given one life, and it's an immortal life. So feeling entitled, Pete, to be undermining ourselves and doing that which dissipates our life force, doing that which undermines the absolute truth of ourselves, that we are involved consistently in doing that which facilitates sickness, illness, disease, and death, in thinking that that is the way of life. It is not. It's the way of death. The way of life comes as a result of our truly embracing the day-to-day ritual of being so grateful and thankful for the blessedness in being all we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to center our lives from the perspective of being centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, being mindful of it, being thoughtful and communicative with it, coming to a point and place where we realize that we're each centers of infinity, because there is no way to estimate or guesstimate how much more of infinity lies as to the east or west or the north or south or any other place around and about us. We're surrounded by nothing but the infinity of eternity. And to realize, to really see it, to know that we are these spirits that are in these bodies, and that there has been, as a result of the failure of those who took responsibility to influence us as to what life is and what success in life is, but not with the love and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation of the opportunity to guide people towards their greatness, that's not what these ones did. And so we have to break through the yokes of oppression and the bonds of enslavement to passions and lusts and desires and things that are dissipating our life force, to come to a place and space where we are fully enveloped in the infinity and the eternity and the divinity of our own beings, to the degree to which we will consciously apply ourselves towards reversing whatever issues have crystallized in our tissues by clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, so that we are literally renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and resurrecting in our now moment to the glory of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to be harmonized with the intelligence of existence in the constitution and the reconstitution of Mother Earth as hostess for embryonic gods and goddesses on the path of evolutionary progression, unfoldment in harmony with universal law and cosmic law and the fulfillment of destiny that mortal beings come into immortality, because there is that responsibility in knowing that Earth residency is actually school. And in this school of Earth residency, there are many curriculums that we're choosing that should help refine us and redefine us in terms of the who that we each are, the whos that we each are, and the purpose in being and consciously caring to be purposed on the path of destiny, as opposed to having tragic dates with fate as a result of our willfulness and willful disobedience and disregard to there being law and order that we should be harmonized with. And those who took responsibility for giving us an orientation in life did not take responsibility for being rightly oriented in life, and therefore we are seeing the progression of error as a result of the delusion of thinking that they have the right to decide who lives and who dies, that they have the right to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry and business. And now we're having to awaken to the reality that those of us who have gotten degrees in their educational echelons of education have done so that we can be black and brown and yellow and red faces to a white ideology that is oppressive to everything and everybody. And so now we are so grateful that there are so many who are awakening daily, lifting their eyes to the absolute reality, dwelling consciously in knowing that there are right ways to be responsive to being under the subjugation and domination of oppressive thought and way of living that is the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death. This now moment in which we're in is our now moment to reclaim the divinity of our being, and to realize that as a result of being on a planet that is an intergalactic biospheric spaceship, and that we have each come to it through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, that everyone is immersed in nothing but the phenomenalness, the majesty, and the miraculousness of what it is to be. And we're each so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts that if we could just take some time consistently, daily, to reflect on the blessedness of our being and to be in a place and space where we are consistently mindful of counting the blessedness, all of the hearts that have opened up to us, the hands that have extended to us, those who've loved us, all of the salvation and deliverance that we have experienced from tragedy and travesty and adulteration and sickness and illness and disease, to come into a greater place with ourselves, to have healed, and to know that there is so much more. But as we are consciously realigning and attuning to the will of existence in seeing the divinity of all, then we're in a now moment where we are being called to rise completely up and to support the liberation of all other beings. There is no way to truly be about liberation except in being committed to the liberation of the whole and the wholeness of everything and everyone. We can no longer be complicit and complacent, co-conspirating with the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the annihilation of other beings. and then feed off their body parts and their body fluids and their progeny without more and more disease and death. And so in really addressing the error, the progression of errors, it has brought us to this point, then our opportunity to get centered in the exaltation of a full life's urge where we do nothing to undermine ourselves gives us leverage over those who would continue to exercise the different technologies and systems that they've created to undermine the intelligence of our being. The primary misuse of that intelligence has been through the commercialism and the sublimation, the psychological behavior modification that has been instituted as a result of the impact and the effect of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of these chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food, that we really don't have to have any more of it, and we would be even better as a result of it. A people who feel entitled to poison, to dominate, to subjugate, to bastardize, and to undermine the cellular functioning of children are a spiritually impoverished people. A people who have set a foundation through systemized miseducation and religious training and socialization towards death are a people who are destined to die. A people who have founded themselves on the violation of other ones, the subjugation, the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the enslavement, and the consistent bombardment of chemicals and things are a people who are being disqualified for being continued in existence. A people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to die. And so because there is absolute law, and the law proceeds from our thought and our word and our actions and what it is we're committed to, then I am the one who really has been speaking to the need for us to, with our own voices, commit every atom and every cell of our being to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people, to know that real freedom is the intelligence of our being completely freed, so that we function as intelligences of existence, completely committed to life, completely committed to wholeness, completely committed to being, completely committed to exalting the divinity of being directly, and finding joy in every day, finding life pleasurable because we are rightly centered in the absolute reality of the divinity of all being directly. The wealth of us has to be created. Just having paper currency and currency that allows us to exchange is not the same thing as really investing in the realignment, reattunement, and the harmonization of our wills with the divine. Our coming to this place and space where it matters to us that we will stand as a resurrected people, that we will cultivate the wealth of ourselves, our own ingenuity, creativity, to consciously care to be blessings everywhere that we show up, enhancing, uplifting, enriching, supporting, honoring, reverencing, delighting, inspiring, facilitating, healing, honoring, remembering, celebrating and rejoicing, dancing in the absolute reality of how absolutely blessed we each are. In order for us to come to those points in place where we are really participating with the establishment of absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth is a reality of life upon the planet, then we have to realize that the present systems of oppression are not sustainable. And those who have been employed by the death industries, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, and all of the other industries that thrive in the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation of other ones, from the strip clubs to the sex trafficking and all of this, we have to realize that you are being called to shift, to know that the purpose in being purposed, to be vivid in our own self-expression and self-reflection as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence is the foundation of real wealth. And that prostituting ourselves and dissipating our life force because we can get paid to do it, working daily on behalf of companies that are producing non-food items that are being marketed towards children and other ones, those who are working and creating that which creates devastation within the very fiber and cells of beings directly, there is no way to really thrive when you are not rightly aligned with the purposes of existence itself, and therefore are facilitating and creating more disease within your own bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits, as well as contributing to the growing numbers of sick, ill, diseased, obese, and all of that that has already been pandemic. We're in a now moment where it's time to be attuned to absolute truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. But the truth is that we're all immersed in this absolute and supreme reality that is life itself. It is the gift, and we cannot create anything greater than ourselves. And there is no wealth or prosperity that we can have at the detriment of ourselves, anything, or anybody else. And so the consciousness and the conscientiousness of those who are in service, in whatever echelon of society you're serving, our first degrees of accountability and responsibility is that which beats our hearts and breathes us. That's where our true harmony and unity actually is, in that we are all breathing beings directly. And so breath is our real religion. We can't survive without it. It is the breath that animates us, maintains us, and sustains us. And that which they call food and drink, that which so many ones are consistently buying and ingesting, creating more and more disease. There has to be death to the death industries. And the industries of death cannot die before the people do. So the fulfillment of where we are is in realizing that every day there are those who are consciously choosing to do a greater work and walk a greater way, to exalt a full effort in living, and to realize that that which we do individually supports or doesn't the wholeness of us all. On behalf of the whole of existence, it is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. When you have a nation that has been established on the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the killing, the murdering of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families, and that those ones who have consistently applied themselves towards being educated, religiously trained under the same system that has created sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and a path of prosperity in creating multi-trillion dollar economy in that to the detriment of everything and everybody, then you have to really be thoughtful and mindful that these ones could not all of a sudden have everybody's best interests at heart when we have been in crisis for quite a while. And that tobacco and alcohol and white sugar and their products are literally the weapons of mass destruction in terms of how many people, how many families, how many lives, and how many livers have been destroyed with those products. So then by the time we look at the amount of land and water resources being used by the fast food industry, the meat industry, to graze cows and pigs and chickens, and the amount of antibiotics and hormones and larvicides, the chemicals that they spray their food down with so that their feces does not draw flies, and to realize that these things are being dumped into the waters and streams. So for government to consistently allow such violations of the earth, the water, as well as the land for profit on behalf of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industry, then it should not be rocket science for you to think and to conceive that mass media that allows for the commercialism and the advertising, the sublimation in the advertising, to put us in a place where we are seduced into consuming these products that offer us no nutrition, put us in a place where we, our bodies, our cells are saturated and concentrated and contraindicated with all of the chemical residues that have the impact and the effect of modifying our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves, which is not the it's not what intelligent beings do. And so we as a humanity of people of all hues are literally being warred against by those ones who are the profiteers and the engineers of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, which have created the pandemic of cancer, diabetes, obesity, upper respiratory disease, suicide, and all of the other issues that have come forward in terms of the lupus, the sarcoidosis. I mean, the list of disease can go on and on from AIDS to ZITS. So our being aware and being conscious and conscientious that government, if to really be government, has to have the wellness of everybody in mind and in heart. We cannot be government and be serving self-interest of the corporate deities of death and then think that they really have your best interest at heart, being influenced by those who feel entitled to facilitate a global agenda of depopulation and genocide. And so, as one who has cared and has seen through so much of this for over four decades plus, and been on radio discussing the issues with the meeting of the Inner Circle, dealing specifically with the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence, you know, it matters that we have an understanding that you have to come to a point and place where you really care to step out of the way, to be in a mindset where you have the wisdom and the light to do that which is truly in your best interest, because the intention is through divisiveness, they divide and conquer. And so the foundation that of divisiveness started with religion. And so under Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Brahmanism, other ones. It's just that organized religion laid foundation for people being in a place where we get into a conversation about whose God is God and whose Savior and this and that. And so I'm just saying is that we're in a place now where we have to understand that we can no longer participate in the divisiveness. We cannot be divided within ourselves. We cannot be a detriment to ourselves and truly survive the planning and the plotting of other ones against us in depopulating and creating more profit in sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I am advocating that we realize that we are perfectly and divinely designed by the intelligence of existence that animates every one of us with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that has perfectly designed us to be vehicle and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth. That this is the commonality, the intelligence of existence, or that which other ones refer to as the Most High or the creator of all or God or whatever, is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of us, so that we should not be divided within ourselves. We should not be warring against one another. There should be no plotting and planning of anyone's degradation and distortion and dysfunction or capture and enslavement and whatnot. And you know, this is part of the history of us here, so that at this particular point in time, we have to look at our progression. We have to really have an understanding and an understanding that each one of us must exalt a full effort in no longer being divided within ourselves, that we are really caring to rejoice in the blessedness of our being and consciously caring to exalt a full effort in restoring the integrity of the divinity of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, being mindful and centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, that has the earth spinning, that is responsible for all of life itself. But to realize that in our now moment, because of the pandemic or the initiative of those ones to ignore the actual pandemic of the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the upper respiratory issues, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the renal failure, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, the sex trafficking, and all of the depression and dementedness and Alzheimer's and all of that, to now make the coronavirus weigh so heavily in our minds about that pandemic. That is not a pandemic. That's a farce. That's a lie. The true pandemic is that you're still feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows in artificially colored, artificially flavored, nutritionally deficient, mineral deficient stuff that makes you vulnerable and susceptible to anything, because your body is already permeated and penetrated by all manners of organisms, worms, pathogens, bacteria, viruses. You understand? And so, but there's no contagion just from speaking and whatnot, you know? So having to cover your nose and your mouth, having to continue to inhale your exhalation of carbon dioxide and take that in back into your system in order to work or in order to shop for any length of time, when the breath of life is God. It is the maintainer and sustainer of us. We're perfectly and divinely designed to breathe. And part of the oxygenation, what oxygenation is doing, is cleansing and purifying our cells. And we are exhaling that which needs to be exhaled and released. And the atmosphere, the trees and whatnot, can take it and then convert it into oxygen. I'm just saying is that the intelligence of existence has outfought this thing. We really don't have to follow those who've already proven that they do not have anybody's best interest at heart. But to know that you are literally working against yourself and undermining your cells and your divine perfect functioning by feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of the flower products that actually create pus and glue and waste in your system. You understand? So when I was a little girl, the teacher would say, tell your mom to send 2 cups of flour to school and we're going to do art. Take the 2 cups of flour to school, blend it with water, and it makes paste. Paste that would allow us to re-glue China back together or do our paper mache and whatnot. But your pancakes are made of flour and water. Your pasta is made from flour and water. Your donuts are made from flour and water. Your bagels, your croissants, your scones, your biscuits, you understand, your breads, your sub sandwiches, all this is flour and water. So here is all this paste that is like glue in your lungs and your bronchioles, and what's foundational for the allergies and the asthma and the COPD and the sinus headaches and all of this stuff, because we are not acknowledging that we're divinely designed and we are breatharian first. Everybody has to breathe. Breath is the gift that animates our lives. And because we're perfectly and divinely designed, nobody is designed to really feed off of the carcasses of dead animals, because we don't have the hydrochloric acid to dissolve it. There's no nutrition that we can get from it. You're eating animals that are not found naturally in life. You understand? So years ago, and sometimes currently, depending on where you are, where the people are catching raccoon and possum and squirrel and rabbit and deer and all of this, and they're hunting and killing and freezing these animals' body parts so that they can eat all winter long. You understand, that is not a necessity for us, and we are in a place and space where we should be representing the progression of our humanity, the progression of our being rightly aligned with the intelligence of our being, the progression in our being conscious and conscientious of caring to function as whole beings, our male and female selves harmonized in under the Godhead that allows the light to be fully activated in us as us. These bodies are the vehicles and vessels for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And the intelligence of existence has given us the capacity to create, the capacity to think, to contemplate, to meditate, to receive, to image, to imagine, to really activate all of the gifts that we've been given, so that we are taking responsibility and able to respond to the need to create heaven on earth, to be in a perfect peace, a perfect poise, and harmonious with the intelligence of existence. It really matters that we care to be rightly aligned with life itself. But there is no contagion and there is no disease that is just a natural thing other than in the violation of the order of our being. And so because of the spirit that inhabits our bodies has come from another realm of eternity, the earth herself is still in eternity. You understand? Now we can acknowledge the change of the calendar, and it's being 2021 now by virtue of a calendar, but we are always in a now moment of eternity, and the new frequency or the new year is really at spring. And so we're consistently perpetuating somebody else's agenda that is not harmonious with the wholeness that is foundation in the progression of us as a humanity of people. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, they have it right. I'm just saying, is that of anything and everybody that deserves their liberation, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures deserve their liberation. You are supporting the violation of billions of animals. You understand, the beef industry, those who are using land and water resources and whatnot for cows so that they can graze cows to kill them so that they can rot in your intestines. I'm just saying is that this is a progression of error. And these errors are what's foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes and whatnot. There have been more people who have died from tobacco misuse and abuse and alcoholism, and the white sugar being the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. You understand? Then all of the people that have fought and died in all of the wars that these people have engaged in and are still engaging in, because there's profit in death. There's profit in killing. There's profit in warring for those ones who invest in it. All right. And so I'm just saying is that the issue is that because we are immersed in nothing but absolute and eternal law, that what you do unto others shall be done unto you. So real eye, the real eye that sees through every eye, we are not able to really exalt the fullness of the divinity of our being when you are complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with the violation of other beings, and then feeding off of their carcasses, allowing that rot, decay, decomposition in your body temples, creating all manners of infestation of all kinds of bacteria and organisms and whatnot. The coronavirus thing that they got going on is the least of your concerns. And so our now moment is full of potentiality for our being able to shake off the yokes of oppression, to come to a point and place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, our realignment, our divine mission and assignment to truly represent the establishment of the eternal order, and to be aligned with the administering intelligence's efforts to allow humanity to be reconciled and harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. And so because we are in a now moment where, you know, these ones have been going on about the necessity for vaccinating, but they're not trying to change anything. And I'm just saying is that if there were some true sincerity on their part about the wellness of people, then they would have created a moratorium on killing all of these creatures and serving you their carcasses. All right? They would have created a moratorium on the proliferation of so much alcoholic beverage in our communities and whatnot, so that, you know, inebriation, intoxication, drunkenness laying foundation for the stupefaction where you continue to kill yourself, but then you want somebody to care about you when you are exhibiting all signs of not caring for yourself. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to rise completely up, to realize the entrapment that has happened, that the church and the organized religion has participated in it, because they've misrepresented themselves to the degree to which they've left out some very vital information from the people, so that the church is comprised so much of those ones who are sick and obese and ill and whatnot, when you should be in a place where there's the first place where you get support in understanding divinity of existence itself. That should be the first place where we are supported in understanding the divine design of our body temples. That's the first place that we should have an understanding and an understanding as to what it means to be bathed in the blood of Christ, or to literally have salvation through the blood of Christ. But that's not what we get in there. We get all kinds of confused and this and that. And so we go to church and hoop and holler, and the choir sings, and most of the people in the choir need to be completely cleared and cleansed to get rid of the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, and whatnot, so they could truly be exalting the fullness of their salvation. But when you are going to the doctors and taking all these meds and whatnot so that your blood pressure can stay a certain kind of way, and I'm like, well, ask the doctors, how long will it take your blood pressure to really balance out from the use of the medication? But it will never. And people are on these blood pressure medications, and two and three of them sometimes, without the doctors ever telling them that the reason the blood pressure is high is from all of the sludge that builds up along the walls of their arteries, their veins, their blood vessels and whatnot, that comes from the fat and the pus and the this and that from the cows and the turkeys and the chickens and the fish and all of this garbage that they're consistently consuming. And so this is why womanhood has to raise completely up, because everywhere that we are not honoring ourselves, we are not honoring the lineages that we represent, we are not truly activating the responsibility that we have as the nurturers and the nourishers, the teachers, but the healers we should be, because it is duty, obligation to exalt life, to be the perpetuators, life supporting, honoring, and whatnot. But to come to a point and place where you won't ask and you won't knock for the real answer and solution. How is it that we can just continue generation after generation in creating more and more obesity and more sickness, illness, and disease, and then don't want to do anything different? That's the evidence of having been poisoned. That's the impact and the effect of these behavior-modifying chemicals that are in the food to put you in a place where you are not able to do what all other intelligences do in exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your being, your perpetuation of your lineages. So a woman who does not care for herself, or not caring properly for herself, exalting a true knowing of how to really feed, then she is a detriment to her families, to her children, to her husbands and her loves. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment that requires us to get on the right side of this equation. You understand? So all of the sisters who are in the hospitals, and all the sisters who are in the military, and all of the women who are in every aspect of health and hospice and all of that, the trauma centers and this and that, our duty, our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to that which beats our hearts and breathes us in the exaltation of life and the order of life. But when everybody is filled with the filth of rot and decay and decomposition and viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms and parasites and whatnot, then understand that these people are exalting a true fraud, because the real issue is what we have been doing on a daily basis for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and just changing the diet is insufficient in terms of really allowing for the body to fully cleanse thoroughly from the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, and all of the chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food, that our bodies can't utilize because it's not oxygenating, it's not hydrating, it's not mineralizing, it does not open up the channels of elimination. And most people are under severe constipation as a result of all of the pus and the mucus and the flour and the starches that turn to sugar and the flesh and all of this stuff. So just hear me. Whatever they've got in those vaccinations is going to complicate your issues. The issue is, if you really care, to not be vulnerable or susceptible to the kind of cleansing that your cells are doing as a result of how much electromagnetic frequencies we're in and bombarded with the wireless technology and the 5G energies and whatnot. That's what really is going on. But then to be in a place where you will allow people who don't care for you, a thought and a mindset that has already been co-conspirating with generations of ones in this sterilization and the poisoning and the annihilation of indigenous families all over the world, native families, melanin dominated people, and then you're going to follow them? You're going to accept what they say? Really? The reality that there's absolute law that governs all of our being, and just as in the legalities of these people, they say, oh, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They still hold you accountable, you know, and still fine you. And I'm saying, well, ignorance of absolute law is of no excuse. And as a result of experiencing the violation and the pain and the disjointedness and all of the issues that come as a result of not being harmonious with the order of your being, the intelligence of existence and whatnot, then your responsibility is to care to get into alignment with that which is going to bring you peace. You understand? See, peace is that which is the opposite of disease or dis-ease. Being in a state of dis-ease long enough will create disease. And after a while, you don't have the faith or the confidence to know that you can heal from everything, which is how it is so many people fall victim to being poisoned ever more with the radiation and the chemo when all of this acidity shows up and they term it as cancer of wherever, whatever. But that is as a result of what you've been doing consistently over time. And I'm saying it needs to stop. We need to be in a place and space where you understand that the way that we have been socialized and adulterated to come to a place and space where you're eating that which only is serving somebody else's interests in terms of their profit. But there is no real prosperity that this nation can have when it has some of the sickest people on the planet. You understand? So how can you boast of being so this and so that, so free and so brave and this and that, and then you're going to fall victim to the foolishness? You understand? When the intelligence of existence has gifted you so much of itself so that you can really think. But thinking is the foundation of creating, but the thought is going to be facilitated by the quality of the blood, and the blood is going to be determined by the quality of the food, and the food that we are fueling our bodies with is creating nutritional deficiency, undermining your capacity to realize the fullness of the divinity of your being, and put you in a place and space where you are questioning that which you shouldn't question, and you're not questioning that which you should. And so in our now moment, you have to really care to be restored in the light of the truth of the one that you are, is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to understand that to be supremely intelligent means that we ain't falling for the hokey doke, we ain't falling for the garbage, and we're definitely not allowing people to inject us with poison. Nor are we going to be preparing poison and poisoning ourselves and our children. And our foundation now has to be in our care to truly serve life, to exalt life, to be blessings in life, to be enhancers and facilitators, uplifters, to come to a place and space where we are serving the purposes of our Creator, the intelligence of existence, whose intelligence is all there is, and there isn't anything or anyone who is not of it or in it. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we are getting stronger and brighter and ever more inspired and motivated to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, so that we can walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to be restored unto its cycles and its seasons. And our season now is for our liberation, our resurrection. And this government cannot legislate it. So we have to make sure that we're exalting a full effort in our living, in our loving, in our being. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.